Today pictures the giving of the Holy Spirit to the church. A gift beyond price, beyond value, and something only a very, very few have ever had. Of the billions who lived between Adam and Christ, only a handful of people received the Holy Spirit. As Mr. Armstrong mentioned in the sermon we heard yesterday, it was given to those who God had a specific job to do. Those such as Abraham, Moses, Samuel, and King David, etc. Since the Holy Spirit was made available to those in the church, more people have been given the Holy Spirit in the New Testament church, and since then, than in the Old Testament. But compare that to how many billions of people that have actually lived on this planet. That number is absolutely minuscule in comparison. It is a gift that God freely gives to those who have repented and who have accepted the sacrifice of Christ at their baptism. But it is a gift that we must value, and we must take great care of it, because it is possible that it can be lost and thrown away. I'd like to look this morning at the parallel of the 10 virgins. So if you'd like to turn to Matthew 25, please. And we'll just start in verse 1. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. So who are the virgins? Well, Strong's number 3933, Parthenos is the word. There are two different descriptions here. Firstly, it is a marriageable maiden, a woman who has not known a man, or one's marriageable daughter. And the second is a person who has abstained from uncleanliness and whoredom attendant on idolatry, and so has kept his chastity. And the same word is also used in Revelation 14, verse 4, where the virgins are those who were redeemed from among men, being the firstfruits unto God and to the Lamb. So it is very clear that these are people who are in the church. They took their lamps and they went out to meet the bridegroom. What was the lamp that they took out? Well, you won't turn there now, but you can cross-reference it to Psalm 119 and verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So the lamp they had is the Bible, the word of God. The 10 virgins relate to those who are in the church. All of the 10 virgins are church members, because they have the lamp, God's word, the Bible. But only 5 of those 10 virgins had oil, which allowed them to interpret the Bible correctly. Keep your finger in Matthew 25, because we'll be back. But if you turn to 1 Corinthians 2, we'll just look at what the oil is. 1 Corinthians 2, and starting in verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man, except for the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God, except for the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. So it is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that we have been given, that allows us to understand what God has freely given to us in the Bible. It is interesting when you actually look at a different translation of the Bible in Matthew 25 verse 3. The Orthodox Jewish Bible translation says the foolish neglected to take oil. And where was the oil? The oil was not in the lamp. It was in the vessel that the wise took with the lamp. If you just turn back to Matthew 25 It says in verse 4, the wise took oil in the vessels with the lamp. Mr. Armstrong, in a sermon dated 18th of April 1981, says, but the vessel that they took the oil in was the person and in your mind. And you can't understand the Bible without the Holy Spirit. The oil is the Holy Spirit. And those that were foolish did not have the Holy Spirit. They had the Bible, but they could not understand it correctly because they did not have the Holy Spirit. Within the Bible, God has said what we are to look for at this end time. And the Holy Spirit enables us to understand those words and to see what we are looking for. The word of God was revealed to the end time apostle, Mr. Armstrong, who Christ used at this end time to build a church. Christ revealed through Mr. Armstrong what the word of God says and what we need to look for at this end age. Through Mr. Armstrong, we were taught many things that we need to look for. And I won't obviously go through all of them, but the unification of Europe, the beast power, financial collapse, war, pestilence, false prophets, when everybody says peace, peace, the days of Daniel and Jerusalem being encompassed with armies. Through Mr. Armstrong, Christ showed us how to read and understand the times and the seasons, which is why Church of God in Wales has such a good news analysis section on the website. Mankind without the Holy Spirit, without the oil, is unable to understand what the Bible says, and therefore cannot interpret the events of this world. And the frightening thing is that five foolish virgins could not correctly interpret the signs and the seasons either. That is a staggering 50% of those that have the Word of God, but do not have the Holy Spirit. That's a frightening statistic. Mr. Armstrong, in his Pastor General report, January 23rd, again 1981, but five of them, half the church, took their lamps, the Bibles, but without oil to light their lamps, having the Holy Spirit to enlighten their minds, to understand the Bible. Some translations render this into English, indicating that they were losing the Holy Spirit because of negligence, lack of prayer, fellowship with the brethren and with God and Christ, and being overcome with materialistic and worldly interests. Are some of us like that even now? Looking at the churches, the shattered churches around the world, there are some who are clinging to the truth, which was once and for all delivered. Some have gone now on beyond Mr. Armstrong and claim a greater understanding than he had. Some have diluted what Mr. Armstrong has taught. Some are saying there is no urgency. There is plenty of time. Sleep a while. You have got to stick where those in authority are doctrinally correct and who are teaching God's word and who go back to the foundation material Christ gave this end time church. No matter what trials try to take us off course, we must stick to where God's truth is correct. Otherwise, we will be using our oil and we will not be correctly topping it up. I know from experience as a kid growing up in the church, YOU, SEP, and the huge feast sites with the activities was hugely important to me. And it probably helped me when the church went off track to stick to what had been taught. Estelle and I have discussed over and over again how we would love our kids to be able to go through those experiences. And yes, there are other groups which offer those experiences. They have a type of YOU, a type of SEP. They have feast sites with lots of teenagers there. But it would not be the same experience that Estelle and I experienced growing up. Physically, they would have the same experiences, but it would be on the wrong foundation. It would not be aligned correctly spiritually. As most of you know, I'm an architect. One of my clients is a hospital site. And on this site, there is an extension to an operating theatre being built at the moment. My colleague running this project is quite, reasonably experienced in construction, but he asked me to check some brickwork the other day. He said to me, it looks good, there's a bit of mortar in the cavity, can you just cast your eye over it and make sure it's make sure it's all right? So I went to the site. The brickwork did look quite good at first glance. I went on and measured the brickwork. It was out of tolerance. There was mortar in the cavity, like my colleague had said. There was so much mortar in the cavity, it had bridged the cavity and it had pushed the insulation out of its proper position. And there was mortar between the insulation boards, which meant there was gaps in the thermal material. The wall had cavity fill in the bit that was below ground, as it should do. Only thing was, it had too much, about 6 inches too much, which meant the weep holes were in the wrong place. It had a DPC in the inner leaf and in the outer leaf. However, the detail that was required showed that it needed to be constant right the way through, because the area in question needed tanking to stop the water coming in. It had the tanking membrane, but the tanking membrane wasn't adhered to the wall. It wasn't adhered to the damp roof course at the bottom, and it wasn't jointed when it should have been jointed, so it wouldn't have done anything. The blockwork setting out was wrong. It was about 20 millimetres out of where it should have been. It had wall ties, yes, it had wall ties. There were two different types of wall ties. One was the right type, one was the wrong type. There were lots of little things wrong with this wall. The long and the short of it, I turned around and said, "Nice wall, knock it down, start again." But more importantly, we need to stick to where the truth is being taught. Because God is an architect. He is building a temple. He will not compromise on the quality of that temple. He will not accept the damp proof course in the wrong place. He will not accept it being out of tolerance. Let's turn back to Matthew 25 and just carrying on in verse 5. "But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, 'Behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out and meet him.' Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps." All the virgins went and trimmed their lamps. In other words, they went and looked into the Bible to interpret and to understand the events. But the foolish virgins could not understand, as they had run out of oil. They no longer had the Holy Spirit enabling them to read and understand the word that we have been given. Carrying on in verse 8, "And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'No, lest there should be not enough for us and you, but go rather to those that sell and buy for yourselves.'" The foolish had to go and buy from those that sold. Mr. Armstrong, in his sermon, 18th of April again, 81. "You know, you sort of have to buy the Holy Spirit when you stop and think about it. You have got to give up, not money. You don't give up money. You have to give up yourself. And you have to give up your own way of life. You have to repent and you have to begin to believe. And you have to give yourself to God. That is the way you receive the Holy Spirit." And carrying on in verse 10. "And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those that were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. And afterwards the other virgins came saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered and said, 'Assuredly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming.'" Just referring back to, again, to the Pastor General Report, 23rd of April, 1981. "While they, the backsliding half of the church, were trying to get back closer to God, the coming of Christ shall take place, and the door into God's kingdom will be shut in their faces." What a terrible and awful tragedy. It could happen to you or me. Turn, please, to Revelation 3. Revelation 3, and in verse 3. "Remember, therefore, how you received and heard. Hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief in the night, for you know not what hour I will come upon you." So in conclusion, the 10 virgins went out to meet the bridegroom. They were all people who had the word of God. That word of God, the Bible, is the lamp. It is only those that are in the church of God. But half of them had no oil. They did not have the Holy Spirit, which enables us to read and understand. All tarried and slept, and when the cry went up, they all trimmed their lamp, using the word of God to be able to read and understand the events that were going on at the end time. It was only then the foolish virgins realized that they had run out of oil. they had neglected to take any additional oil with them out. The foolish virgins went off to buy, and it was that time that Christ returned. The foolish lost out. We have been told to hold fast to the truth once delivered, holding fast in a church which is doctrinally correct and on track, not one which is more enlightened or gives us the little things that we want to add to God's church that make it easier for our lives. It's not about making it easier for ourselves now. If we go to such organisations, our oil will slowly run dry and we will not be in a position to restock it. Finally, I'm going to leave you with an extract, just carrying on from Mr. Armstrong's Pastor General Report, January 23rd, 81. And I quote, Matthew 25 shows the time just before Christ shall return. It pictures the Laodicean church as 10 virgins who took their lamps, their Bibles, and went forth to meet Christ at his coming. But 5 of them, half of the church, took their lamps, Bibles, but without oil to light their lamps, having the Holy Spirit to enlighten their minds and understand the Bible. Some translations render this into English, indicating they were losing the Holy Spirit because of negligence, lack of prayer, fellowship with the brethren and with God and Christ, and being overcome with materialistic and worldly interest. Are some of us like that even now? While they, the backsliding half of the church, were trying to get back closer to God, the coming of Christ shall take place, and the door into God's kingdom will be shut in their faces. What a terrible and awful tragedy it could happen to you or me. Brethren, we are living in a more terrible, troublous time than you realise. Do not for a moment get to thinking time will just keep going on and on. It won't.